T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Heading into the woods this weekend at camp, and I wish I thought of this earlier because I could have grown my beard out. Apparently, if you have a big puffy beard, it'll keep you a little bit warmer than if you don't. And right. I had to start fresh with my shaving of my face because of my new beard guide I got in the mail this week.
A beard guide?
Yeah, a beard guide.
Like how to cut your own?
Yeah, so what it is it looks like a big plastic green mustache thing.
Okay.
And you put it over your face, over your top lip.
It's a stencil.
Yeah, and it kind of like, it goes on your face and wraps up to your ears, and then you're supposed to take a white pencil that it comes with the kit, and you draw along the line, and that's where you shave like your cheeks and stuff like that. This way your beard is even on both sides. It drives me nuts when it's not, and it's never, ever even. I can never get it right.
Yeah, and nobody notices. I go through this with my husband all the time. He is convinced that he is never even. He leaves the hairdresser, and he has me fix it, and I'm like, she's a professional. It's even. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'll just like hit the back of his neck with the shaver and make him think I straightened it out.
Oh, the back of your neck. Jeez, Steve, that's who cares about that? Well, you can't even see
it. It's the same with his beard. Is it higher here? Is it higher over here on my jawbone? Honestly, nobody notices.
That's not true. 585-222-9233. I'm telling you. I'll be driving and I'll look in the rear view and I'll see like one will look like it's down to my jawline or what, you know, the jawline under my fat face.
Oh my God.
And the other side is like up to my eyeball. I'm like, what am I doing? In the shower, I have the mirror that's not supposed to fog up and I use that to like try to do my beard and it doesn't work. I can never, it works. It's operator error.
I see every day, never notice.
I cannot get it right. Beard guide. Come on, women use all kinds of stuff to get themselves looking nice and even in whatever they do. Eyebrows. Meredith has like 3 mirrors in the bathroom. One extends off the wall with a light.
Right.
The other one's the vanity mirror.
Yeah, there's stencils for eyebrows too.
Exactly.
Because they try to sell them to me on Facebook. Like where you can color yours in or something.
Come
I don't know.
This is like, by the way, ladies, this is a great gift for the holidays, the beard guide. And by the way, it was $20. And it came with a pencil.
Oh my gosh.
Because only like the good barbershops. I'm talking barbershop. You have to make an appointment in advance.
Right.
It is, you know, Monroe Ave or Park Ave or wherever. And you go get a $50 haircut and beard trim with the hot towel and all. Like they get it perfect. There's no way you can get it like that.
I take my son to a place just for men like that, and there's all these products for beards. Like, y'all got these, I don't know.
Don't even start with y'all got all these products, you guys, that I don't know what they do.
Conditioners for the hair on your face.
Jeez. You ever been in a shower that is usually occupied by a woman?
I know, but it's all for the hair on her head.
Jeez.
Not on our face.
But this beard guide, I guess people have used it before. 585-222-9233. I bought this for my husband for his birthday. He's never looked better.
Oh.
222-9233. Another text coming in goes, Chris, you're not a man if you can't shave your beard on your own. Why do you need a stencil? I don't know. I think I try to go bottom of mustache up to earlobe.
Oh my
like
gosh.
That is my line. And somehow when I use my, you know, Mach 3 razor or whatever I use, it just gets crooked or wiggly or what? I don't know. It's insane.
This can't be an actual problem, but I'm looking at the text line. There are a few people who agree with me and say, TJ's right, nobody notices. Just you.
But when you look straight on.
But I guess it's like a big problem for
you
guys.
You can see it. You could totally see it. Now you'll notice. Okay, look at a guy with a beard today.
Okay, I'll stare at him.
And you have to look at his nose and then go down to his mustache, like the corner of his mouth, and see where that goes up to his ear and see how high the beard is, too, from his jawline. I'm telling you, if he's not using a beard guide or if he's not a magician, you will notice. Your text's 585-222-9233. Usually on topic here. Sometimes you bring up a topic of your own or something from the day before, and a couple people are asking about the camping trip this weekend, and this one gentleman, 1172, is comparing it to Deliverance. I'm going into the woods with a bunch of guys I've never met. And we're going to canoe down Racket River.
Should go well.
Stop for a couple nights in the middle of it and live off the land and the things that we have on our back and in the canoe.
Yeah, if you stumble upon what looks like an abandoned, I don't know, shed,
perfect.
Don't go in.
Oh.
Well, this is way better than our tents. Let's just stay here.
Yeah, perfect.
It's abandoned.
It's built already. There's a roof. You don't have to set anything up. That's
right.
What can go wrong?
Right. Look out for the locals.
Locals? Not supposed to be anybody out there.
Right. Or so we thought.
Yeah. You had a question yesterday.
I did.
When we got off the air about our sleeping arrangements.
Well, and you were like, oh, well, that's ridiculous. My question is, you couldn't find a tent. What? Can't you just share a tent with one of these guys?
Well, I don't have a tent, so I was going to go shopping today after the show and really load up on everything I need.
Okay, but why can't you just sleep in one of their tents with them?
I don't know. Guys don't want to sleep. I don't think that. Nah.
I just sleep like.
Guys are gross. Like, I don't even like being in the public restroom with another guy. Like, the airport bathroom is hell on earth to me.
You guys are like. In the outdoors, it's not like you're, I don't know, you're not sharing a disgusting space together. You're just
it's still
sleeping
confined,
somewhere.
You know, snores, well, farts.
Oh, my God.
Just disgusting. And you don't know, I don't know where somebody's limit is to how disgusting they think.
My gosh, you know, who are you going
what they
with?
Think is normal. I'm telling you, after traveling this past weekend in the airport, it's just, oh, it just makes
people
me.
People are gross?
It just makes me nauseous thinking about being next to another guy for in close quarters.
Wow.
For that long.
Okay, so it's not like an uncomfortable thing. Because I'm like, you don't have to spoon or anything. Just one of them has to have a bigger tent where you can sleep on one side and he can sleep on the other. And then that way, you're only carting one tent instead of everybody carrying their own tents.
I want to set my stuff up. And then when I don't know if we'll be drinking a lot or be too tired or whatever, I want to stumble in, zip up, and be protected, not just from the elements, but from the other guys on the trip.
I see.
I don't want to be, I like to, you know, if I don't know. I just like to know that I'm by myself.
Oh, and another reminder, it's this weekend, right? In the Adirondacks.
Tomorrow after the show, we leave.
Make sure when you're out today buying supplies, get some bright orange because it's also bow season. So you guys don't need to
is
be walking out
anything
there.
Anything I don't have to worry about? Well, like, is this supposed to be a relaxing, fun
you
trip?
You don't know what you're doing.
Bear, deer, other men. It's all the dangers.
Deliverance.
Everything.
Bow hunters. Just wear bright colors. That's all. All right?
It's supposed to be fun, I thought. When does it get fun?
I don't know. With us.
Hey, get out of my tent. It's my tent. Text at 585-222-9233. Chris, if you share a tent with a guy or two, that's more body heat. So
there
you can
you
stay
go.
Nice and warm. Oh, I don't know. It's not going to be that cold to where I'll be spooning another boy. Will it? I think I'd rather be cold.
No, you're not going to. I'm telling you,
I'd rather
I watch
be cold
a ton of Bear Grylls
than go head to toe or big spoon, little spoon.
Oh, man.
With another man in the woods. It's See, just, ugh, it writes itself.
Last
Not
night was
thing.
Survivor night. So I'm sure Terry Clifford would have a lot of survivor advice this morning if she weren't on vacation. My advice to you is get over yourself and just this is what folks do to survive out in the wild. And it's better than being cold. And you'll be in your own backpack. Like, it's not like you're going to be body to body. You'll just be, like, not backpack, but, you know, sleeping bag.
It's bad enough I got to share a canoe with another guy. The guy down the hall, by the way. So I got to, like, see him again.
Oh!
If something goes wrong, like, he's one of my good friends.
Oh, man.
I think I'd rather do it with a stranger. I'd rather...
He's not going to keep you alive.
That's what I mean. Well, also, on the flip side, if he could survive it, I could definitely survive it.
Okay.
Like, he can't hang a picture on a wall. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys.
Yeah, I get
really
it.
Really clean fingers. Really nice fingernails.
Yeah.
No scars or
lots
burns.
Of dress pants.
Oh, tons. Oh, tons. He has nice hands and doesn't get a manicure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
soft. Like, you
yeah.
shake his hand, you're like, what? Is this a lady hand?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a lady hand?
Does he know he can't hike in those loafers?
We went last year and survived it.
Oh, then you'll be fine.
That's the only reason I'm going, because I know that I could survive if he did.
Yes. Oh, you'll be fine.
So
just bring a hammock. And
okay, enough with the sleeping with another guy in the tent jokes on the text line. You're terrible. You're terrible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.